248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Large swaths of the country are getting hit with winter storms after heavy rain flooded out parts of Mobile, Alabama overnight, and violent winds caused widespread damage in Texas. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
The whole system will push east as we go through the day. By this evening, the worst weather will be near the coast and down into central Florida. Wednesday, the sun returns with cooler temps.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting with Israeli leaders in Jerusalem, pushing for troop drawdowns in Gaza.
Talking about the relentless efforts that we're both making to bring people home, to bring people back.
About Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's secret hospitalization, CBS's Weijia Jiang.
According to a new memo, the Pentagon is looking into a timeline of events, an examination of the current process that determines if the secretary can perform functions, and recommendations to improve notifications.
Pentagon says Austin's on the mend. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some places in Wisconsin could get 10 inches of snow today. The hardest hit area in Wisconsin will be about the southern two-thirds. Here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's really going to put the heaviest snow target really from Prairie du Chien into Madison. Then it kind of slides up north and towards the Dells and towards the Fox Valley. Even Green Bay could see some of that as well.
After the storm, expect 35-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired 8 of his appointees to different boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As the winter storm moves across the state today, travel conditions could deteriorate quickly. Roads in the area overnight are being reported as slippery in spots. As snow begins to fall, roads can become more slick. Plan for extra travel time, allow extra following distance, and reduce your speed during winter conditions. Be overcautious on bridges, overpasses, and entrance and exit ramps. Don't be overconfident in all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles. They still require extra time to stop when roads are slippery. Leave room for maintenance vehicles and snowplows, and always move over and slow down for stopped emergency vehicles. Blood centers are seeing the lowest number of donors in decades, and the emergency blood supply has fallen to critically low levels. The next blood drives in Wisconsin Rapids are January 16th from 10 to 3 and January 22nd from 2 to 7. They're held at the former East Junior High School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And all of you, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good stuff on the way in these next 2 hours. We're going to kick it off the way we like to, talking a little weather with our friend Brittany. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing? You get into work all right today?
Oh, yeah, perfect, if I work from home right now. It's pretty easy commute, you know. I'm lucky. I know a lot of people struggling today.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's two big questions I got for you real quick, Brittany. One, can you hear Melissa okay?
I can hear Melissa.
Oh, good, good.
Hey.
Wanted you guys to be able to interact. That's good. Good to hear. And also, are you a snow person? Do you get into the snow? Do you like this kind of weather?
I am obsessed with it. I'm actually in a snow dress right now.
Oh, this is
our very own Elsa.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to fit in great, Britt. That's awesome. That's fantastic. We have a good friend, our co-host around here, another co-host of ours, Terry Johns. She's a big fan of winter. Big fan of winter. You're making her real happy today. What else has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Well, you know, she's just going to dump snow throughout the entire day. The storm is just a long one. That's the difference between them. Usually we get hit pretty quick. This one's just going to take forever. So a lot of us waking up this morning like, why are we off of school today? There's not much. We've seen worse. But this afternoon, it's really the fact that the snow is going to ramp up in the afternoon and evening. So the rates are going to be higher. It's going to be harder to see. Visibility drops. And then the winds start to gust up to 35, 40 miles per hour. So it's going to be blowing the snow that's falling. It could recover the roads a little bit. But thankfully, our temperatures are sitting right at that freezing mark. So it's more of a heavier, stickier, wet snow. Mm. Perfect for snowmen. Mm. I want a community of snowmen being built today, please.
Snowball fights.
Yes, yes.
When's the last time you guys built a snowman?
Oh.
Last winter.
Oh, was it last winter for you? Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I built one in my front yard.
Been at least a couple years for me. I gotta get back out there. I gotta get out there and do it.
How about you, Brittany?
Do you do anything in the snow?
Do I? My dad and I, whenever we're shoveling together, it's always a matter of time of which one of us throws a snowball at the other one first. we still do that. And Melissa had a good question. Brittany, when's the last time you did that? Made a snowman or anything?
Oh, goodness. Definitely last winter.
Nice.
And I'm a huge snow angel person. The first thing I'm going to do when I'm done working today is run outside and make a snow angel and probably eat a handful of snow, too.
Just take a look at the color. That's all. my favorite gif is, one of my favorite gifs is Homer Simpson going into the snow to make a snow angel, but it turns into a snow devil. And he's like, why does that always happen?
Oh. I've never seen that.
Oh, I'm sending that one to you.
I missed it.
Oh, I'm sending that to you. Brittany, thank you so much for the forecast and keeping our audience safe. We appreciate you. You have a good, safe day out there.
You too. Enjoy the snow, everybody.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
Appreciate her. Brittany joining us every morning right in this time slot. We appreciate that, her being able to do that. A lot of fun working with her. Melissa and I are going to have a lot of fun with you today, everybody. We got good stuff on the way. We're going to get into a couple of things. I want to touch on this one right here that I thought was fascinating. The weirdest gadgets unveiled at the CES, Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, cool.
We got some good ones, including one that might help you and Kevin. I don't know, but it might. We'll see. We'll keep it low-key between you and I, Melissa. Okay. I don't want Kevin to overhear me.
He's still sleeping over here.
Yeah, so. Okay, good.
Let's not wake him up.
We are going to get into how many employees have seen a Gen Zer being a parent and bringing a parent to a job interview.
What?
Yeah, okay. I know. That was news to me. That's the first I've ever heard of that. So we're getting into that one, of course. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news in there. Got a little bit of news about Purple Rain, Princess Purple Rain. A little bit about The Sopranos. Those are some interesting ones. What's new on your small screen tonight? All of that coming up. And later in the 9 o'clock hour, got a couple of good ones here. 9 healing plants you can grow inside your home.
Ooh, cool.
I think that should be a fascinating one right there, Melissa. I don't know anything about that one except for one plant. There's only one plant I know. Other than that, I don't know. So that'd be a fun one. And then everyday things people do that are super disrespectful. We've got a little bit of a more unique one for our That Ain't Right story where we're going to dive into that today. We're looking forward to it.
That should be interesting.
All that coming up. Similar to Brittany, I'm imagining your travel to work today was easy, Melissa?
Yes.
Good. Very good to hear.
The trek from across the house, it was a little treacherous because, you know, Kevin was being a brat. But other than that, made it just fine.
Very good to hear. We hope all of you are traveling safe out there. As Brittany was warning us, right now it doesn't seem so bad, but it's the continuousness of this. It's the just piling on of it. And I did want to mention a couple of quick notes. Certainly, schools are closed. Every school's closed. I would just assume, even if you didn't know by now, 92 schools, the last I checked. Melissa's on the same feed I am as far as our chat feeds, and all throughout the night it was just getting this place closed like
well, it is the first major storm that we've experienced this year, so well, it's not
got,
surprising
got snow days to use up. Might as well we'll get them while we can, because who knows how much of this we're going to get this year. With all of that in mind, we encourage you to keep in mind that we heard overnight from Aaron Wells, our good friend over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, and they have decided to close Wisconsin Rapids Senior Dining and Wisconsin Rapids Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Do us a favor. You know your neighborhood, people that might receive these meals, even if you're not sure, you just think they might. It's not a bad idea to stop and check in on them.
Yeah, check in on them. Make sure they got some food.
I mention my father when I'm done helping my dad with the driveway and throwing snowballs at each other. I'll be running over to her place a couple of blocks down, a wonderful lady that lives near my folks, and checking in on her. I hope that others do the similar thing. If anything, it's not even bad. I'm not saying that you have to bring a warm meal over or anything. If you can, that's great. But even just checking in is a wonderful thing to be able to do.
Yeah, stop in and say hi.
And a big thank you to our friends at the Aging and Disability Resource Center. Appreciate Aaron and the gang over there.
Yeah, and stay safe, everybody.
Hopefully, the going to be a lot safer flights on the Boeings going forward, Melissa.
Yes.
And that was as close as I had a segue to this conversation, getting into this. But for those that didn't hear, the Boeing there was a 100 Boeing 737 Max plane that had a hole broken broke open in one in midair. This was on last Friday on a flight returning to Portland, Oregon. They had to, shut down early. The cabin's depressurized and oxygen masks came out. All six members and 171 passengers on board were perfectly fine. There was a lot of videos going around and certainly some fear at the time, but everybody is okay.
Yeah.
The follow-up to this story, Melissa, which I love a good follow-up story, there are updates on the crazy emergency landing that the Alaskan Airlines flight had made last Friday. The door plug, the refrigerator-sized panel that ripped off, was found.
Oh!
It was discovered in the backyard of a Portland-area teacher named Bob. He found the piece of the plane and called the authorities.
Bob found the door.
For those that don't know, because I can't imagine this is common knowledge. If you do see something like that, that's you're legally supposed to do that. You're supposed to call the authorities.
You have to report it.
Growing up outside near O'Hare, we hear about that stuff all the time. At least rumors of it. I never saw anything, never heard of anything like that, but you heard rumors of if you ever see a thing from a plane or something. The National Transportation Safety Board says that they're going to collect the door and analyze it to learn more about what went wrong. Two cell phones have also been found, which were apparently sucked out of the plane after the hole ripped open at around 16,000 feet.
Oh, wow. They found them. That's crazy.
One was an iPhone that was perfectly intact and working.
Oh, my.
It was even open to a baggage claim receipt, which since this story wasn't a tragedy, could be used in future marketing campaigns, I would think. iPhone already has they have their titanium phones or whatever now. And the commercial is the titanium coming from the universe down to Earth. That hits a little close to home. No pun intended.
You want a solid phone? Ours survive getting sucked out of an airplane.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, it might be the easiest and cheapest and most realistic ad iPhones I has ever done. Any of the I stuff has ever done. I don't know. I there's got to be some marketing people working on that one right now. I gotta think.
Oh my goodness.
I would be a little hesitant on that one. That would be one of those things where I wouldn't be, squashing this story, but I wouldn't exactly be out there promoting it either.
I don't think Boeing's would be too happy about that.
Probably not. But I can't imagine they're too happy right now anyway.
No.
They did quite a bit to make these things safe. We've had some problems with these already, and I like many of you out there, will pick on airlines when I have the opportunity because they've asked for it. Most of them, the monopolies and the different things that are going on. I also think you got to give credit where it's due. And they work so diligently on these planes to get them up in the air. The fact that we have anything like this happen is a little bit surprising oftentimes, because it's one of the few industries where there is some checks and balances.
Unlike the railroad industry.
Yeah. I wanted to touch on this one, too, because this is a fun one. A wildlife photographer in Wales set up a camera in his tool shed to find out why objects were moving around and discovered a tidy mouse was cleaning up for him.
Oh.
Rodney Holbrook, 75, of Bulleth, Wells, said the mystery began with some bird food he stored in the shed ending up in an old pair of shoes. Holbrook said, set up a camera in his shed and ended up recording footage of a mouse making nightly visits to round up small items that had been left out and place them into a small tray on the shelf.
just going to tidy this up for you here.
It happens every night without fail, Holbrook told the Washington Post. He said the rodent, which he dubbed a Welsh tidy mouse, usually works alone, but will occasionally be accompanied by one or two other mice.
Sometimes he brings friends.
He said the mouse and his cohorts are apparently placing his left out items, including nails, cabin ties, and small tools, into the tray to hide nuts. quote, I don't bother to tidy up now. I leave things out of the box and they put it back in its place by the morning.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
I've never heard of anything like this.
It's
this
like is a Pixar movie.
Yeah, exactly. This is the first time like that. It's real. Gareth Davis, founder of Wales-based Pest and Property Solutions, said mice are miniature hoarders. Quote, mice are very inquisitive creatures, and they are hoarders. They love hoarding food and everything else. It's in their nature. They are completely different to rats. Another mouse went viral in 2019 for similarly tidying up a man's shed in Bristol, England. These English mice really love keeping a fit, nice
tidying
home.
Up the men's sheds. I love that it's guys' sheds that they're tidying up. Yes. Now we just need, you know, this is an absolutely should be Pixar's next movie.
Yes.
And these men just need to start singing to the mice, and you know, it'll be great.
It's
speaking Welsh. Can we have more Welsh in our lives?
Yes,
please?
We do. Yeah, we need that. I want the mice.
Not that we'll understand it.
It's so good to hear. It's so good to hear. If we've got to get bad news, I want it in a Welsh accent. I at least to get it in a Welsh accent. It's a little bit better that way.
I have no idea what he said, but you know, it sounded serious.
Does anybody else hear a ticking? Does anybody? I like the idea of this, but I really, you're saying the Pixar thing. So isn't it Snow White that she sings to the animals and the animals come and help her clean up and all that?
Yeah, and Cinderella.
Cinderella. I couldn't remember which one it was. Yeah, well, either one of them. I love the idea of that, but with this guy. That's a whole him singing to them everything. I want the whole shebang. I want
and
it
then,
all.
And then they fix whatever, you know, he was working on the lawnmower, the tiller, and he sings a song to tell him how to do it.
Get on that, Disney. Get on it. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back after a timeout with our birthday and anniversary club. Ooh, a birthday and anniversary club coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Get your tickets now for MJ the Illusion. It's not just a Michael Jackson tribute show. It's a true King of Pop concert experience featuring live vocals by Michael Knight, along with his team of world-class dancers. From the lights, costumes, music, and choreography, this show is a must-see for any fans of Michael Jackson. One night only, Thursday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at SavorTheArts.com. Let us entertain you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A winter storm warning is in effect as the snowstorm smacks us, ramping up this afternoon and into the evening as winds whip up to 40 miles per hour. It's a wet and heavy snow and will accumulate 2 to 5 inches, creating slushy, slick, and sloppy roads. Drive slow and safe. Right now, it's 30.
It's the birthday and anniversary club, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to WFHR's birthday and anniversary club. We're going to have some new kind of generic birthday bumpers for a little bit here. I like it. I like it. It's a little old school.
It's just very honky-tonk piano.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you sending us your birthdays and anniversaries, everyone. Keep them coming. Keep getting them to us, everybody. Whatever happens with us with a sponsor with this segment, we're going to keep on doing it. The listeners have asked us to. Our European listeners have asked us to, and we will keep on doing this. If we don't get a sponsor, we're still going to get you something to win. That's why we're grabbing qualifiers. That's why we're still doing that. We got plenty of prizes around here we can give out.
Giving out prizes.
Yeah, yeah. So we're still going to do that. We'll just see how this works as far as with our sponsors and all of that. For now, keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can email any of our staff that way.
Melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
Thank you, Mel. Also, feel free to DM us, direct message us on our Facebook pages. We'd love to hear from you through there. And call up and join the conversation.
Yeah, 715-424-2600.
Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Be sure to download that. And if you have the Civic Media app, it's a great way to keep up to date on the weather as well, everybody. Download that app wherever you get your apps. Let's go. I like the idea of if you're at a diner and they have, you know, like they don't call appetizers that anymore. They call them apps. I'd like some mozzarella sticks and I'd like the Civic Media app. If you could get that for me.
That's not on the menu.
It says apps.
unlike restaurants, ours is free.
Yeah, there you go. Nicely done. Well, getting into our birthdays and anniversaries for today, we actually have to rewind for a second. We have an honorable mention from yesterday that we did not get on the list. A good friend of our station and a good friend of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and CWAC, Amber Fate.
Oh, happy birthday, Amber.
It's interesting. Today, we were talking about choreographers. Amber, a fantastic choreographer. Only got to work with her a little bit when we were going to do cabaret. But the little bit I got to, I was like, I got to work with her again. Amber's awesome.
Cool.
Done some play readings together. Just a wonderful, creative human being. Wishing her a great day. Enjoy your day yesterday and today, Amber.
Sure, why not? Carry on with the celebration.
I need a one or a two from you, Melissa.
Let's go with one.
Okay, that gives us our qualifier. So first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Courtney Jones.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Enjoy your day, Courtney. We hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier and our great friend around here, Tom Heiser.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Tom joins us with our veterans updates.
Yeah.
He joins us at the beginning of every month for that. We always appreciate it. Tom is also the guy who gets Melissa and I so much information that you hear us relay to you over the air.
Yeah, the happenings in the community with the VFW, you know, any of the blood drives. Tom is great about getting us information and want to wish him an absolutely wonderful happy birthday. Stay safe. Mm-hmm. Don't shovel snow.
Yes,
if you
yes.
can avoid it.
You heard her. You heard her, Tom. No shoveling. Nope. Yep. Appreciate you, Tom. We really do. Thanks so much for all you do for us, our veterans, and our community, for our community, period. Taking a look at some celebrity birthdays. Kate Middleton is 42.
Really?
Prince William's wife and the mother of his children. She's the Princess of Wales.
Yes.
Hmm.
I like that they have to mention both of those things. Wife and mother of his children.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Chad Johnson, or as he's known now, Chad Ochocinco, is 46.
Okay.
He was a big-time football player. He's a wide receiver for a long time, known for a lot of extravagant celebrations. His given name was Chad Johnson. His number was 85. He changed his name to Chad Ochocinco. Mr. Johnson was a fantastic football player. Didn't take a lot of Spanish, apparently, though. He was trying to make his name Chad 85. And Ocho Cinco, not exactly how you do that. Not exactly. Didn't work out that way. I don't know. I don't know if somebody told him that when he was at the, you know, courthouse getting his name changed, because he legally changed his name to that. Like, I'd love to see him.
He did it during NFL's Spanish Heritage Month.
Yes, yeah, which was very cool. That part is very cool of it. I just, I know a lot of Spanish people, and one of the things that irritates them the most is misspeaking the language or something. I can't imagine how that went over. Sean Paul is 51, singer, songwriter. She Doesn't Mind, Got to Love You, Rockabye, Baby Boy, a lot of songs from him.
Okay.
A lot of songs from Jamaican. This. Yeah, yeah. A lot of songs from this man. Dave Matthews is 57.
Dave Matthews.
94's Under the Table in Dreaming. I don't know if there was anybody in the suburbs that didn't have that album. I'm pretty sure it was our generation's equivalent of Peter Frampton. Frampton Comes Alive. My dad used to joke that everybody, like, once you moved to the suburbs, you got a copy of Frampton Comes Alive and a card table. That was what you got. You got those things. I think that's how Under the Table and Dreaming went. Ants Marching, What Would You Say, Satellite. That was a good one. I love Crash Into Me. I like that. I still like that
and
song.
And the Crash album is probably the one I know the most songs from.
Yeah, that's a good album. Yeah, good band. I haven't gotten as into their violin player passed away, and he was one of my favorite parts of the band. So once that happened, I got to be honest, I haven't listened to him as much. But I got into him a bit. Not huge on him, but I got into him a bit. Let's see, Muggsy Bogues is 59, all 5'3" of them, baby. Muggsy Bogues, NBA baller, great baller, great handles. Imagine how good you got to be able to make it to that level at 5'3".
No kidding.
Yeah. Mark Martin is 65, NASCAR driver, who wrote NASCAR for Dummies.
Really?
Yeah, that's awesome. I've never read that, but I love that he did that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
For Dummies books were huge.
They still are.
Are they? Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. I like that. Those are fun books, and I only read one of them. I don't remember what it was for, but I wanted to read at least one of them. My mom was working at Book World at the time and picked one up for me. And those are fun books. Anything that helps people learn, okay?
Yeah.
That's all that it matters to me.
Right.
J.K. Simmons is 69, one of the greatest character actors of all time. Howard Silk on Counterpart. You will know him as J. Jonah Jameson in the first Spider-Man trilogy. Pope on The Closer. He was Vern on Oz. I believe won an Oscar for the Drummer movie. Oh, I can't think of it right now. Great actor. Great actor.
Whiplash.
Thank you. Whiplash. Yeah. Yeah. I won an Oscar for that. Incredible performance by him. He is one of those actors. He brings it. Whatever, if he has two lines or if he has 100, he's going to bring the same energy. Crystal Gayle is 73, country singer, Loretta Lynn's little sister. I could listen to Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue every day, at least once a day. I could listen to it. Love that song. I like the way she sings it too. I've heard other versions of it. I just like the way that she sings it. The way she something about the way that her and her sister, actually Loretta Lynn, just the way they sing certain words even stood out to me. Great singers. Yeah. Let's see. David Johnson is 74. Was known to many of us as Buster Poindexter.
Football running back.
Buster Poindexter was a big in the 80s. Hot, hot, hot. Had a couple of hit singles. Pretty big artist. I don't know. I don't think you're going to have many bigger names when it comes to the electric guitar than Jimmy Page, who turns 80 today.
Wow.
Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin legend. Led Zeppelin's 69's Led Zeppelin with Good Times, Bad Times. Zeppelin 2, Whole Lot of Love. Living Loving Maid. Tangerine, Immigrant Song. Black Dog, Rock and Roll. my God, I keep going. And I didn't even mention the hits that he had with the Yardbirds. Jimmy Page just... whatever said of him, whatever you can think of him, there are not many music history. There are not many people that have a musical history like Jimmy Page does.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
And just, I would like to see him play this double guitar
Oh,
it's a guitar with two necks. It's like two guitars in one.
And not just that, Melissa, there's video my dad has of him playing that type of guitar with a violin string.
Oh, wow.
And playing it beautifully. Like playing it amazingly.
You mean like a bow?
I'm sorry. Yeah, a bow. Yeah, like a bow. Yeah, cool. It's incredible footage. I'm sure it's online somewhere. You can find it. Yeah. Also incredibly influential to literally every single guitar player you like. Like anybody who came after Jimmy Page looked up to Jimmy Page and learned from him.
Knows who he is.
Incredible artist. Incredible. Joan Baez is 83 today. Wonderful folk singer, songwriter. Mm. Joan Baez. Some people no longer with us, like our former 37th president, Richard Nixon. Let's see.
A lot of things we could say about him.
Yeah, just moving on. Just to be respectful, I'm just going to move on. Bob Denver, born in 1935, passed away in 2005. Gilligan's Island superstar. That show doesn't land the same without Bob Denver.
No. Gilligan was just obviously the best part of that show, in my opinion.
I agree.
But he did that character so well.
It can't be easy being a grown man playing a role like that, but he did it great. Yeah. He did it great. Jimmy Boyd, born on this day in 1939. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus fame. incredible sports caster, Dick Enberg, born on this day in 1935. Dick Enberg, part of the reason why we have all this old footage of the first and second Super Bowls and things like that is Dick and his family and the great work that they did, seeing early on, hey, this is stuff we should document this. This is going to be big. This is going to be huge. This thing called the Super Bowl. This is going to be pretty big. And, you know, it's why we have so much awesome, amazing old footage now to this day.
Cool.
And we wrap up with Steve Harwell, born in 1967, passed away just last year, way too young, former Smash Mouth singer.
Oh, I like some of their songs.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, like them, don't like them, I think we can all agree that's way too young for anybody. They didn't deserve that. That's a shame. Mm-hmm. And I always think of this too when it comes to bands like that. I didn't like any Smash Mouth. I didn't get in any of their music. I'll be completely honest. I find it disrespectful to lie about it just because we're talking about him being passed. But I will say I don't begrudge anybody what they like. I think one of the silliest things you can do is to, you like that music? How dare you? You ain't listening to it. Music snobs are one of the most annoying things in the world to me. The idea that you could be that annoying about something so random, so, individual. Everybody gets into different stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And why berate somebody or belittle them because they like something that you don't like? That's just dumb.
Yeah. It seems like a real waste of energy. Mm-hmm. We ain't wasting any energy. We are going to save some because we got a good segment coming up. The weirdest gadgets unveiled at the CES. We're going to talk about the Consumer Electronics Show. Got a couple of interesting gadgets from that we want to talk about. First, want to wish again Amber Fade a happy birthday. Hope you had a good one
yesterday, Amber.
Happy birthday to Courtney Jones.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
And to our qualifier, Mr. Tom Heiser.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Tom will be joining us again at the beginning of next month. Be on the lookout for that and other veterans updates when we get them. We will have them for you. Take a quick time out. Come back after a news break with more. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many communities have declared snow emergencies and parking bans during today's snowstorm. That's so snowplow drivers have enough room to do their jobs. In some places, vehicles could be towed at the owner's expense. The heaviest snow is falling in the southeastern two-thirds of the state. Republicans say they'll shut down the federal government if they don't get a deal to shut down the southern border. Congressman Ryan Stile on WISN-TV's Up Front.
We're fighting about whether or not we should be mopping up the mess on the floor. I say, turn the spigot off, and you turn the spigot off by actually ending the illegal immigration in the United States and securing the border.
Democrats note that lawmakers have passed on several opportunities to update immigration laws, but haven't. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Be sure you're staying at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow today. If you can't see the plow's mirrors, they can't see you. Crews are preparing for potentially hazardous conditions as the storm moves into the area today. It could begin with a light glaze of ice, which will cause a slick layer under the expected snowfall. Wind gusts could be as high as 35 miles per hour this afternoon, which will reduce visibility with blowing snow. Travel could be difficult. Be sure your emergency kit is prepared and your phone fully charged. Have a full gas tank and windshield washer fluid. Tax season is just around the corner. In Portage County, seniors and low-income individuals and families can receive free tax assistance from local organizations and volunteers starting January 10th. Call United Way's 211 to check your eligibility and schedule an appointment. Services are available January 23rd through April 15th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Badgers move up in the top 25. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers, after beating Nebraska over the weekend, moving up six spots to the number 15th ranked team in the nation. Marquette fell out of the top 10 after losing to Seton Hall. The Golden Eagles now ranked 11th. NBA, the Bucks with another loss at home, this time to the Utah Jazz, 132-116. Damian Lillard out due to personal reasons. Fans starting to boo last night at Fiserv Forum. Giannis says he can't blame him.
I think we have great fans, but like around the league, you don't play hard, you don't give everything. The team, there's times that you might get booed. I'll boo myself. I was like, I heard the boo and I was like, boo. I was like, in my head, I was booing myself.
Charles Barkley on TNT.
They're going to have to find a way to get better defensively. This is what Adrian Griffin's got to come in and say, hey, guys, we're scoring enough points. But does he have the personality to challenge those guys? Because when you win games, you don't address things. They're awful defensively.
That's Charles Barkley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The D3.
D3 right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, drawing kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A winter storm warning is in effect as the snowstorm smacks us, ramping up this afternoon and into the evening as winds whip up to 40 miles per hour. It's a wet and heavy snow and will accumulate 2 to 5 inches, creating slushy, slick, and sloppy roads. Drive slow and safe. Right now, it's 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
The annual Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas starts today and runs through Friday, but the media got to preview some of the new gadgets earlier this week. Many of you might have already heard about this new voice-activated bidget that works with Alexa. That one's kind of interesting. Let's get into that a little bit. The annual Consumer Electronics Show starts today in Las Vegas, and the bathroom brand Kohler is pushing a new bidget that connects to Alexa or Google Home to offer voice-activated washing of your tush.
Yes, it's a bidet.
Yeah. Which we should all have in every bathroom in America.
I've used them a couple of times. All I can say, though, if you're going to do it, get one that has heated water.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. Yeah.
Because the cold ones, not so much fun.
It is, it's just such a weird conversation, but I know to have, but it just doesn't, it's proven scientifically, it's a 1,000 times cleaner, it's 1,000 times better for your body to wash that way.
Use less paper, obviously, you know.
Try getting a bidet in America. It is not easy.
You can. They're a little expensive, especially for the ones that allow you to have heated water. But I don't know. I enjoyed it. I have to say, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. I've never used one.
Voice activated one.
Yeah,
that's kind of hilarious.
That is kind of funny.
Like, what do you do? wash me now.
I choose to be washed now. Commence washing.
Bidet. Water on.
Okay, bidet, do your thing. Bidet powers go. Bidet powers activate.
Oh my goodness.
LG has it.
Who got to choose what the control
yes.
thing was? Yeah. The statement that you have to say.
That's it. That's what I want to know. I want that job. I want to be in charge of bidet go or bidet powers unite. I want it to be like Voltron. I want it. LG has a new see-through TV. It's called the OLED T. The T stands for transparent. Very creative. When it's off, you can see right through it. They claim getting rid of that big black rectangle makes the whole room feel bigger.
Well, I guess you could put it in front of a window then.
Yeah.
If you didn't have space anywhere else.
So I'm taking a no pun intended, I'm taking a look at this right now. and it's transparent, but it's not. I mean, it is.
How could it be completely?
Right. And so, I mean, there's that part that I think is noteworthy. But it's also, this will have, I don't believe that this wouldn't have a moment. I could see people getting into this for a little bit, just like they did when the roll screen came out, the screens that kind of bent. Those were really huge for a while there. But the thing about this is that I'd be a little surprised by is one of the reasons a lot of people buy TVs is to be able to show off that big TV. it kind of defeats the purpose. Hey, how do you like my new transparent TV? I don't know. What are you talking
TV?
About?
Yeah, what are we looking at?
No, wait a minute. No, I spent all this money to make you think I was amazing and impressive. Oh, no. that seems to defeat the purpose. A brand called Sevi has a new oven that's as fast as a microwave.
Really?
They claim it doesn't give chicken and other meat that rubbery texture like a microwave. You can also bake in it and supposedly make a cake in under 4 minutes.
Okay. Cake in under 4 minutes.
Is this cheating? I thought that part of baking was having patience.
well, but also, like, I don't know. There's chemistry involved.
Yeah.
Like, what are we using what is it used to bake with then?
I really, really, to the point where, because I've been wanting this for years, I'm at the point now where I'm actually starting to, like, learn and trying to understand baking a little bit more. I can cook some things, but I can't bake a darn thing. And I want to be able to make cookies. I want to be able to bake. So I've been trying to, like, learn different things. And I'm getting more of what you're talking about there, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Well, cookies are a great place to start, James. And, I mean, those only take 8 minutes. But think about the how big a cookie is versus how big a cake is.
Yeah.
And the middle. And I have a hard time believing that it would actually be done well. You could make a, cake in a mug.
Yeah.
In 4 minutes.
I could see that. Yeah. I'm a big fan of pound cake. I love pound cake. Does that take a long time to make? I can't. My mom has made it my whole life. I should know this, but I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't remember how long it takes her.
Well, I think it takes about as long as normal other cakes in the oven.
It just seems smaller to me, so I wasn't sure. I got a lot to learn. I got a lot to learn. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about this oven.
I'm not sure about that either.
I wouldn't be surprised if, tinkering with the oven in itself. I could see that. I could see a lot of that going on.
Well, we've already done some of that, too. They have convection ovens. Now they have air fryers and ovens.
That's true.
There's all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the big one here, and I think this is going to be a big one to a friend of both of ours, Melissa. Two brothers, or maybe not, two brothers from Switzerland came up with a new cat door called Flappy. Flappy prevents cats from bringing dead mice and other dead animals inside. It's outfitted with AI that could detect a dead animal in your cat's mouth and not let them in until they drop it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. I don't know if these two brothers sound very intelligent, very, very smart. Mm-hmm. And this seems like a really cool device. It also feels like they've never had a cat.
Yeah.
The cat's not going to drop it. Cats are one of the most stubborn animals on the planet.
They're pretty stubborn.
I'm sure that it works. They wouldn't have taken it. They wouldn't have gotten this far with it if it doesn't work. But I am a little surprised because cats are pretty stubborn.
Yeah. I don't know. AI is never perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have a lot of concerns about it personally.
So I would much rather them have an invention that can make figure out, all right, does the dog really need to go out? Or is it just want to go out for a minute to yell at a squirrel and come right back in as soon as I sit down? I want that device. I think that would be a better one than this. But this is,
There is one interesting, because I looked it up, and it also includes a chip detection in the cat door. So, you know, most of our pets are microchipped,
mm-hmm.
and it will only open for your specific pet.
Hmm.
So it wouldn't let other animals in.
Interesting.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that is pretty cool. I like that. That's pretty interesting. You can find out more about Frappy and plenty of other gadgets. The CES kicks off. It's going on again until Friday. Cutting Edge Tech is at CES 2024. There's a lot of interesting things there. You can go to cnet.com. For the complete article, cnet.com. Mm-hmm. There's a phone that bends over backwards for you. It's bendable. The phones with screens that fold in half are getting a lot of attention. That may be the biggest one. There's a new gaming laptop that's out there as well. It's a bunch of new stuff. It's kind of cool. I kind of like glancing through it.
New tech is cool. I can't afford any of it.
No,
but
no.
It's cool to look at.
No. There's a thermometer that also checks your heart and lungs. That seems an interesting one. Hmm. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, before you go to break, I just want to do a PSA.
Mm-hmm.
People, slow down to turn your lights on.
Yeah.
That's a very good note.
I don't complain about too many people driving, but on days like today, I mean, you know what's coming. There's no reason to be in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn your lights on. That's one of the most irritating things to me.
Couldn't agree more, man. Yeah.
It's something you don't think about because all your lights are automatic, but not during the daylight hours. So you have to manually turn your lights on today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's driving is not just about you. It's about other people. Think about others. It doesn't take a lot of empathy to look out for each other. And as our friend here said, you've got to be this weather. Leave early if you have to. If you're running late, you're going to be late. That's OK.
Take your time.
No. If your boss don't understand, then that's on them. That's not on you. They'll understand. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. You be safe.
Thanks,
out there.
Kevin.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
You
appreciate
too.
The call. Yeah, look out for each other, everybody. Slow
that
down.
That is a really good note. Yes, turn on your headlights.
Turn on those dang headlights. We will take a quick commercial break. We will come back with nothing but fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
So you bums world, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A winter storm warning is in effect as the snowstorm smacks us, ramping up this afternoon and into the evening as winds whip up to 40 miles per hour. It's a wet and heavy snow and will accumulate 2 to 5 inches, creating slushy, slick, and sloppy roads. Drive slow and safe. Right now, it's 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Some interesting bumper music.
Yes.
It feels like an 80s montage music. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I should be working out right now, getting ready for the big fight.
putting on your bandana.
Yeah, yeah. That's just the part right here where strapping I put the bandana over. On. Yeah.
Yep. The hand things.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
your wrists?
Now I'm ready. Now the bad guy in the movie has no idea what's coming. No idea. I've been training. I just did an 80s monologue, man. You are not ready for me. Welcome back to the
Here
show,
we go.
Everyone. Yeah, this is now the show. Now the segment begins. That was just for fun. we often save our That Ain't Right stories for the end of the show, but as we get to the end of the hour here, I couldn't help it. We got to get this one in. This is brand new to me, and it sounds like it might be to you, Melissa. A lot of employers require some sort of college degree, but are schools actually preparing students to enter the workforce? In a new survey of 800 U.S. managers and executives involved in hiring, 38% of employers avoid hiring recent college graduates in favor of older employees because Gen Zers just are not prepared, according to them. In fact, 1 in 5 employers have had a recent college graduate bring a parent to a job interview.
Okay.
Maybe some of that is overprotective parents pushing their way into the situation, but either way, graduates stumble out of the gate. According to 53% of employers, recent college graduates struggle with eye contact during interviews. Others ask for unreasonable compensation, dress inappropriately, and use inappropriate language. 63% of employers say college grads come off as entitled. They also get offended easily, lack professionalism, don't respond well to feedback, lack work ethic and motivation, and cost too much to train. I got to say real quickly here, it is so darn easy to pick on the younger generations. And it's very easy to be able to say what they're doing wrong because they're not doing what we want them to do. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with any of this. I don't want to say I don't agree. I don't know. I haven't done a whole lot of job interviews with Gen Zers.
Who put out this study?
Yeah, but I will say that if they're doing something, it's not like they taught it to themselves. It's not as if you don't get to take take your hands off the wheel here whenever you choose. Like as a society, we helped raise these kids.
Didn't. And if they raised themselves, well, then that asks other questions.
Yes, that's a whole other conversation. If I'm an employer and I have one of these, a lot of Gen Zers are applying for jobs and we need good people for jobs. I think that you can flip this and say, okay, say all this is true. Well, now you're working for me. Now you're going to learn work ethic. Now I'm actually going to help you learn. I'm actually going to help you instead of just complaining and just throwing the resume away or whatever. I think that some of these kids, if not all these kids, just need an opportunity to learn, you know, a good work ethic, a good way to approach work.
Okay. And Gen Z is 11 to 26.
Yeah. That's a big group.
That's a big age range. Mm.
It's also one of the most coveted marketing gauge ranges.
Sorry, I have to look that up every time because I cannot keep track of these.
Well, and it changes
labels.
I know, and it keeps changing too. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I hear you. I got to say one thing though that does stand out to me about this, and that is the bringing a parent to a job interview. I mean,
if you're under 16.
Oh, yeah.
Need transportation to said job interview.
Yeah.
but what are they like sitting in the interview with them?
Yeah.
Who is that on? The kid or the parent?
Thank you, Melissa. I was trying to figure this out. I saw this article this morning and I'm looking through it in my head. I can't decide. I don't know who's to blame there on that one or where to say who's overstepping. If the kid asks the parent to come with them, shouldn't the parent say, no, it's time for you to learn to ride the bike on your own. You got to be able to fly out of the nest on your own. And if it's on the parent, shouldn't the kid be saying, look, again, as long as they're of age, they're an adult. Look, mom, dad, I got this. Like, this is why you raised me. You raised me to be able to do things like this by myself. The fact that nobody says anything, that it just happens, I don't know. That seems crazy. I also can't help but imagine my father with me on job interviews. It's one of the funniest things I've ever thought of. I love it. I love the idea. I come into radio, my first interview, and I'm sitting there, and my Panama asked me, James, tell me a little bit about WGLX. What do you know about the station? And my dad immediately jumps in. What you guys got to start doing?
You know how you can do this better. I got some ideas for you.
I got some ideas for you. More Zeppelin. More Zeppelin. Instead of a double shot, what about a quadruple shot, huh? The whole interview, my dad's talking. I have no words in edgewise. None.
Well, you know what? I got to share a story, too. So once I applied for a job at a video store, actually, when I was just like 15, 16, probably 16, somewhere in there. I was just after getting my license, and I was following my mom's advice. She's like, you need to call them and follow up. You know, after you dropped off your application, you need to call and follow up. I called and followed up and like word vomited on the woman on the other end of the phone, and I never got a call for an interview because they didn't know what to say, and so I rambled and it went badly. So
my first over the phone interview was I was a rambler. I was so bad.
Well, that wasn't even the interview.
Oh, jeez.
That was just calling and following my mother's advice.
Yeah.
To call up and make sure they got my application.
It you know, that seems like good, solid advice. It seems like not bad advice, but
it didn't go well.
My kids have not asked me for a lot of feedback when it comes to interviewing. They seem to have this. All of them have found employment, other times and are doing fairly well with that. But if they came to me and asked me for advice or anything, I would be the most unhelpful person because I'd really be yourself. I really do think that, you know, when our moms and dads told us when we were kids, this is a big part of it. Be professional. No employer has ever said, wow, they were too professional. They were dressed, they were dressed too nicely or anything like that. Like, I don't care what job you're applying.
You're overqualified for this job here at this video store.
Yeah.
Maybe you should apply in radio because you talk too much. Yeah.
we think your calling is more audio. You can work the phones for us, though. We'll have you work the phones. Right.
But try to keep to the topic at hand, could you?
Personally, I'm kind of glad you didn't get the gig, Melissa. I don't know. I don't know if you would have ended up here. I don't know.
Yeah, I might have. Been in the video store business because they're doing so well.
They seem to be. I don't know if I mentioned this before or not with all my rambling. But my first job out here was working at a KFC, and that didn't last very long. So
although you may still be employed, right?
Yes, because I don't know what happened there. But the working at the video store here in town at Deja Vu, it was one of the best jobs I ever had. I loved it. It was a perfect fit for me. When the person would come in, I want that movie with that guy who won that award last year. What's his name? Oh, you mean Forrest Gump?
Oh, yeah, Die Hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I loved doing that. That was fun. I thought that was one of the most fun parts of the job.
You know, it might have changed my entire life. I might actually watch movies and TV shows had I gotten that job, I don't now. So I don't know if that's better or worse.
Well, I imagine all the books in your life are very happy for that. I imagine they're very thankful. We're going to be talking a little entertainment coming up at the kickoff the 9 o'clock hour. Got some good stuff there for you. And then a little bit later, I want to get into other couple of fun topics like 9 healing plants that you can help grow inside your home. Should be a good one. I know of one, thanks to my mom. I know of one, but I'm pretty sure.
Moms are great.
Yeah. More on that and plenty more coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. You know what, James, why don't you, wait a minute. I'm confused.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief.